federal unions and the employees they represent are not always on the same page. The American Federation of Government Employees, for example, recently targeted some leaders at the Department of Veterans Affairs for discipline. It sounded like some observers to a hit list. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President of ICF International, former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Homeland Security Department, and publishes the Chief HRO blog, and says federal unions come in all flavors. Jeff, thanks for being on the program today. You write in this piece about a mentor of yours who used to tell you agencies got the union they deserved. What do you think he meant by that? Thanks for coming on today.
Hi, Francis. Always happy to be here. I know exactly what he meant. What he always said was, you know, people get the union they deserve. And he said, if you come across a union steward who is a royal pain in the neck, look around, and within 100 yards, you'll see a manager who's a royal pain in the neck, too. And his belief, and my belief, is that we tend to generate responses from people. And if we are open, and if we talk to people, and if we treat them as though we trust them and want to work with them, we will generally get that back in kind. And if we treat them like we don't want to work with them, we don't trust them, we don't like them, and we're very harsh with them, then that's the response we generate. And my experience in many years of doing labor relations in the federal government is that more often than not, that is true.
You write in this piece that you were gracious to share from your chiefhro.com blog with us on federalnewsradio.com that about your experiences, and you write in particular about the time that you spent at DLA, the Defense Logistics Agency. How did that relationship between management and labor at DLA kind of transform in the time that you were there? What'd you find when you got there, and what changed it?
When I got there, I found what I called unconstructive engagement. And so what was happening was the agency was having these meetings with the union leadership once a quarter. They were week-long meetings, and they were the most miserable things you could imagine. And the strategy, literally, the strategy I was told was, we just talk and talk and talk, but we never agree to anything. And so the union folks were not very helpful. They weren't very happy with it. The management folks didn't like it. Nobody liked what we had. And the relationship really was toxic. I mean, there were times when we basically had shouting matches at one another. So I decided I just could not deal with people that way. I thought it was really dealing in bad faith. And it just wasn't a way to try to engage people. So I started reaching out to some of the union leadership who I knew really cared about DLA and cared about the warfighters we supported and cared about the people in the agency. And I started trying to build bridges to those folks. And it worked. The union started seeing that the agency was really willing to engage with them and talk with them and actually get down to reaching agreements on things. They voted out their other leadership and put people in the key leadership positions in the union who wanted to work with the agency. We were doing a $1 billion modernization program at that time, and we had to have labor support to be able to do that program and do it well. And by building that relationship, we were able to do that. We even got so far along in the relationship that we had one field activity where the folks just fought all the time. The union and management folks both behaved like two-year-olds. And the union council president at the national level was a guy named Frank Rienti, who was a really amazing man to work with. Frank and I went to that field activity, sat down with the union and management leadership jointly and said, you know, we're sick of you. We're sick of trying to negotiate language that you people can't screw up. And if you don't start behaving like adults, we're going to start negotiating things that both of you will hate. And we will make your lives miserable. And believe it or not, 2 years later, that field activity won a labor management partnership award. They got rid of all the arbitrations and grievances and all the misery they had, and they actually built a relationship that worked. Proof that it can be done.
What you're laying out here, we just have a minute or so left, Jeff, but what you're laying out here regarding unions, and I use that term inappropriately. I was going to say unions versus management, but that's not fair. What you're laying out here, labor working with management, is the same principle as everything else that you and I talk about, and that is ongoing communications and transparency is successful. That's my takeaway from what you wrote, and it could apply to anything, not just labor and management.
Absolutely. When you treat people with respect and you engage with them as though they are what they are, which is just other people who have a job to do, you can make all kinds of things happen. Those union folks that I told you about that I started working with years ago, they're still friends of mine. We have been friends for many years now, and it's because we got to know one another as people, not as positions or adversaries. Anytime we look at union and management and think that it's an adversarial process, we've already lost.